This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Seven after the hour on Wednesday, the 11th of November. I guess that means we're going to have a Friday the 13th, ladies, this year. Friday
just
the
13th. Just what this year needed.
November 13th. Friday the 13th coming. Today is Veterans Day. Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan. A lot of times in my life when I felt things were going off the rails or the situation was pretty bad, felt kind of powerless. And then I think about some of these people that we've been talking about off and on all day today, some of the men and women that serve the country. Imagine how they feel about situation. We all have our bad days. We all have times when we don't feel good about relationships, about our job, about our family. But can you imagine these people who've been basically kicked around that are just, they're left to, they're just left. Like, not, it's kind of like subhuman. It's one of the things, you know, we all talk about. Everybody wants to be patriotic and sing the national anthem or pledge allegiance. But then what do you really do to help situations like those that exist with many veterans who have no home, no job, no family, no life, no hope? We let them just, I mean, I can't tell you how many times as I drove around Los Angeles this past weekend, excuse me, which is my second home, seeing people on the street corner, the same, I've seen these same people for years, Jennifer, same people on the corner of, Wilshire and San Vicente. There's always, there are two or three men that stand there, and there's another spot further down on Federal.
I'll tell you the outrageous story. And some of them are, and some of them aren't. Some of them have mental illness and drug issues, and they aren't using some of the resources around them. Some of them are veterans. I mean, we don't know about the population of the homeless here because it is so large. Just in L.A. County where I live, it's over 60,000 people, and that's just the people they've been able to count. Because the way they count, I don't know if you guys realize this, but they try to canvass. They send out a group of volunteers over a period of like a week. And they go through parks, they go through alleyways, they go to streets, and they try to take a census of homeless people. Well, last time I checked, people with 2 feet, they move around a lot. And so it is very hard to get an accurate count. But at this point, they know that there are 60,000 people. But let me tell you about this story with the VA, because I think it's an important one because we should shed light on it, especially today. In Los Angeles, the Veterans Association, which I believe is in Santa Monica or Beverly Hills, it's in Ted Lieu's district. He's the congressman. And the reason I'm aware of this is because the person who was running against him, I'm going to say this and he'd probably be offended, but he's not that much of a strong, staunch Republican. What he is someone who really is an advocate for the veterans and ran on behalf of the
VA.
The
VA is on the Santa Monica line.
Right.
And that's where most of that activity takes place.
So this is the guy who actually opened my eyes to this. So the VA was given land, and that land was supposed to be extended to homeless vets so that they could literally have a place for their tent, so that they're still living outdoors, they're still homeless while they're waiting for transitional housing or program or whatever to come through. They have a place that's safe on VA land, and that's what the government gave them like 140 years ago or something. I can't remember. There was some order that was written out that was supposed to be dedicated this particular plot of land. It was probably not 140 years ago, but I'm being facetious. A long time ago. And so they were supposed to have this place. Well, slowly but surely, incrementally, L.A. County and L.A. City have been coming in and pulling that land out. So Ted Lieu took a huge chunk of that land to create playgrounds. Then there was another city council person who fought to get the land away from the vets to create some kind of servicing center. And they're doing this. And I wouldn't even ask you guys why, because you wouldn't know. But in a few years, L.A. is going to be getting the Olympics, and they don't want it to look messy. They don't want it to look like there are homeless people.
Sure, every Olympics does that. Look in Russia, they killed they rounded up all the wild dogs and killed them, so you wouldn't see wild dogs running around. It's crazy what Olympics does to cities and countries.
and people's
towns.
Humanity.
I know.
I mean,
it's
all
disgusting.
Of a sudden you're going to, I mean, we have had this homeless problem going on, and it's really gotten worse over the last 5 years. And now you're going to just pull the land away and send them someplace else.
Where are they
because
gonna go?
You
yeah.
want to make
They'll
it
bust
look
them
pretty.
Out of the city, right, for
and
2 weeks.
So my friend ran against him and tried to do everything he could to get the media to cover the story. He tried to get it. He sent information to Bill Barr about this violation, the attorney general, and nobody would pay one iota of time to go down there and look and see what was going on. Meanwhile,
you know
what was promised to them is taken away.
So one of the things, the reason is that many people now who are in power never have been in the service, have nobody that they're connected to that was in the service. They have no sense of what it's like to put on a uniform and serve. They have no stories in their families. So this is
well,
just so much
I would
so
even take
meat.
It a step further. I think they resent it. And there's a group of people who are now in charge in really, really far left cities where they're like, oh, those people held guns. Those people did all kinds of bad things. We can't give them the benefit of taking care of them. And so I think there's actually a resentment factor, too, which is stupid. It's unbelievable.
Well, it's more than stupid. It's pretty damned. It's these people are... Again, the Warren Eckstein and I were just, we were all talking about this off the air, about living in Los Angeles. He lives in Santa Monica. I live in Santa Monica. The tone that's set by the elected officials there. You wonder where the hell these people actually get the balsam to say and do some of the things that they do and how they get away with it. What is it that, is it the transient population and nobody's paying attention to the political landscape there, whatever the hell it is?
Well, they sell it
dangerous.
As a park
very.
For kids, right? They sell it as a
yeah,
park
that
for kids.
Is, yeah, yeah,
and then
yeah,
they're like, oh, everybody, we need more of this. And so everybody's yeah. like, yeah, you're right. We do need more of that. What they don't tell you is with more of that, you get less of what was promised
right.
to the VA.
Right.
And,
yep.
you know, no one that I know that has a heart for this stuff would approve of it. It's just that it's being sold to us in a way that's
well,
dishonest.
It's part of the whole dishonest. We have a very dishonest country. At the moment, here's a great example. The woman in Las Vegas who died in 2017, who voted in the election. How many stories like that? How many different people or how many circumstances can, you know, I'm not much for contesting the election, frankly. But when stories like that show up, I think to myself, you know what? Maybe we ought to let this thing go through and see how many more people who are dead have voted in the election. Not that that's new, that kind of fraud. I've told you the story about my father when he was just the first year he turned old enough to vote. He and 10 of his friends were given $10 apiece and a list of names, 10 names, one for each ward in the city of Boston. The ward bosses gave him $100 to go vote 10 times under the names of people who had died the year
well,
before.
Well, wasn't that the story of, I mean, this stuff is not new,
that was
certainly.
That was probably 1934, 1935.
In L.A. County, there was an independent source that went through and looked at the voter rolls in Los Angeles. And again, with universal mail-in comes extreme responsibility by the Secretary of State mm-hmm. in these individual states to
Bad
make sure
idea.
That their voter rolls are right.
Horrible
right?
idea.
And
yeah.
so in L.A. County, 100,000 people that didn't belong on the voter rolls were on there. And it's like, ugh. But
how are people so stupid, Jennifer, that they go for this? Is it because
we
have done
stupid.
Such a horrible job? No, I'm talking about the people that accept it, people who are voters, people who live in these communities. Is it just we've done such a terrible job educating them that they're numb to this or they don't care? Have
people,
we gotten so
you know,
spoiled we don't care?
In this case, it's convenience. There is not. I have no doubt that now that we've gone down this rabbit hole of universal mail-in, we're not going to suck this back up. People, you know, just because we did it for the pandemic in 4 years, God willing, if things are in hand and we aren't worried about a pandemic, you can't tell me that they're going to change the rules and take the universal mail-in back. It's here to stay. So
I think
we need to do better.
Yeah, we do. And the states need to change their rules that as soon as they receive ballots, they can open them and start counting them. Because that's how in New Jersey, and I told you guys this, two of my parents' neighbors, one voted for Trump, one voted for Biden. They dropped their ballots off early, weeks before the election, and they both had them returned to confirm signatures. But it allowed enough time for them to correct their ballots,
yeah.
send in the verification, and their votes both counted. It's that's not that hard. But all this, oh, you can't open a ballot until the day of the election. That's just stupid, and it puts us even further down the rabbit hole.
And it's only the rules in some states. I mean,
right.
This may be actually pretty liberal, and I can't believe I'm going to say it. But I've heard people yelling for a long time about a day off to go vote, and I've been so fundamentally against that. But you know what? If we got rid of all this crap, if we kind of came up with the standard in the states for how we process votes, I would actually support that, because I feel like right now, expanding elections for 45 days is not helpful for anybody. It's not good for any party, because people will adjust the rules like we talked about earlier and manipulate them, and it'll never be about our votes again. It's going to be about party politics and who can gain power.
All about politics.
Ugh,
yep,
so
it really is. So before we run out of time here, you have the story on why Lindsey Graham is looking for money and why Laura Ingraham wasn't having any of it. She basically told him enough with this LindseyGraham.com stuff. What is he looking for money for his election to pay bills? What is he looking for?
I have that story.
No, you didn't know that.
He just looked to you, Jen.
Okay.
You're the Lindsey Graham whisperer.
I had a seizure because I had a really tough night yesterday.
Yeah.
So, no, I mean, Lindsey Graham has been using it. Every time he's on TV, he says LindseyGraham.com because he got outraised. Remember Jamie Harrison, the candidate running against him, spent $104 million against Lindsey Graham. Lindsey, I think, only spent, and I'm just guessing here because I haven't looked at the numbers lately, but I think it was about $33 million. So less than a third of what his opponent spent. And so he was asking for money a lot, and people were laughing because every time he'd do a TV hit, he'd be like, hey, you can donate at LindseyGraham.com. Right. But now he's actually donating $500,000 to this fund to help make sure that the election is safe. But if you think we're seeing money going anywhere, just wait for Georgia in January, because I would bet you it's going to be a $1 billion Senate election because it's going to determine power in the Senate, and it's going to be huge. Yeah. And it's going to be all out-of-state money.
All right, so Mike Pompeo has said that it's going to be a smooth transition to a second
term. And he laughed when he said it. People were he giggled because they were asking him. They were trying to nail him, and he's like, yeah, it's going to be a smooth transition to a President Trump term. But then he went on to say, look, he said, the people that I work with are looking at this country right now to see how our democracy is working. And he said, I'm confident that we have to let this process play out, not only for our own people to have faith in it, but for people around the world to see it as well. So he kind of called for calm, but he did that kind of tongue-in-cheek. It was sort of funny, actually.
Yeah. All right. So there's a more update on the election. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen here with a word from MyPillow. If you're now not enjoying a good night's rest, Jennifer would be a great example of that because she had a horrible night last night. Not because she didn't have her MyPillow. What, did we have any more of the adjustable bed? Jennifer's probably hit the road, but I wonder about the issue. We were teasing her the other day, Victoria, about her, the Craftmatic.
Which she doesn't have, but she has a mechanical one. Yeah, similar.
Right, exactly. So one of the things that that Jennifer loves to talk about are the way she can adjust her pillows. How many people, I don't think I underscore this enough. Somebody said to me, you don't say often enough that you can wash and dry these pillows because it is so unique. And you know what? I've been, this message, 3-4 years I've been talking about my pillows, and maybe I forget some of the nuance of it, Victoria. Feel free to remind me and everybody else that you can wash these pillows or other things that you've talked about or I've talked about and I sometimes forget. You can't say, you can't go through everything in 60 seconds. What I can tell you right now is that there's a fabulous deal on all sizes. The standard, the queen, and the king pillow, the premium pillows, 66% off the regular price. $40 savings on any of these pillows. What a fabulous time to buy. And the folks at MyPillow have extended the 60-day money-back guarantee, so you can keep these pillows till next March and still return them if you don't like them. Wow. That's, you know what I do? No, I probably shouldn't. No. I think I should say it or not, Victoria.
I don't know. I don't know. I'm not endorsing anything that you're already skeptical of saying. I don't know.
So here, you take the pillows and you send them back in March, and then you order more new ones. That may not be a good idea, but it's just something that came through my mind. Yeah, these are great pillows. This is a great company. What a great American story. So anyway, by the way, Mike Lindell is going to be on the program in the next couple of weeks. We'll talk about his story and where he came from and how this all works. MyPillow.com. When you check out, use the discount code DJV.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
After the hour, let's get Beyonce in here, Victoria.
Love
She's,
Beyonce.
Partnered with Peloton for a series of workouts this fall in honor of historically black colleges. It's homecoming. Who's having homecoming with the?
It's all virtual.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah.
So going virtual, Beyonce is going to do the same thing. It looks like creating home workout classes that include yoga, meditation, indoor cycling, running, strength training, boot camp, all that good stuff. In addition, a two-year Peloton digital membership will be gifted to students at 10 different colleges within the historically black colleges and university group. That'll be done by the end of the month. Texas Southern is one of them. Spelman College, Clark, Atlanta University, Hampton University, Bennett College, and there's some others as well. Beyonce said, for her part, Peloton and I both believe that the power of music can help uplift, motivate, and inspire those on their fitness journeys. I think that's true. That's why they have music playing in all the gyms, right?
Yeah.
You're working out. I've been a Peloton member for several years. I'm excited to partner with a company that helps people, young and old, be the best versions of themselves in an innovative and adaptable way. I'm proud to celebrate the students at HBCUs with this donation to encourage them to find and embrace their own wellness regimen. We certainly need a lot of that
after
this people getting out of shape. My God.
Yes. And the thing that I love that Beyonce's doing, I don't know if you've noticed, but she's very particular about what she puts her name on. She is not a celebrity that, you know, has her name on a bunch of stuff. She doesn't do partnerships that often. But I think after COVID has hit the black community so hard, she's been doing a lot of, you know, public service announcements to try to get black people to take care of themselves and to get tested, wear a mask, all that. But health and fitness, we know, is at the root of the problem. So I think it's wonderful that she's starting with college kids to get them started now on a fitness journey, because we know that that can offset heart disease and diabetes, which are the two biggest, factors for the black community, as well as COVID. Yeah. So I think it's wonderful that she's doing this in a really fun way. But make no mistake, the real bottom line here is about the health of the black community, and that's so important.
Nothing wrong with that. Pay more attention to it. All of our health and well-being is important. All right, 26 after here. Now it's time for that K-pop group from South Korea, BTS, announcing the track list for their upcoming album. The album is called BE Deluxe Edition, being released later this month. I think it's next week, as a matter of fact. Along with the 8-song track list, BTS also unveiled the digital cover of the album, featuring the names of each song handwritten by band members themselves. New album imparts a message of healing to the world by declaring, even in the face of this new normality, our life goes on. For this album in particular, the group took a step further, involved not only in the music-making process, but also, Victoria, in the overall production of it, the concept, composition, design, with the label saying, quote, this new project offers an even richer musical spectrum experience, as well as the most BTS-ish music yet. 7 members of this group performing the BE Deluxe Edition's lead single, Life Goes On, what we're listening to now, for the first time at the American Music Awards later this month. I think it's the night before Thanksgiving, or certainly during Thanksgiving week. Last month, BTS hosted a week-long residency on The Tonight Show, kicking off their Monday opening with a performance of Idol outside from Seoul. South Korea is where they were, right? They were there when they did The Tonight Show.
Yep, they did it from there, yeah. Everyone's, you know, been in quarantine, so yeah. they've been staying in South Korea.
You like this group?
I love that song, Dynamite. Oh, my gosh, every time I hear it, it just, like, I just start dancing. It's such a fun song. I'm not, like, their audience is a super young audience, they're gaining in popularity, and they're starting to do songs in English, which they hadn't done before.
28 after the hour on the DJV show.
Is your pet's constant itching and scratching making you crazy enough to pull your own hair out? Hi, Warren Eckstein here. More than 30 years ago, I started talking to you about your pets on radio and TV, and I heard over and over how your cats and dogs need relief from dry skin, itching, and shedding. Solving these problems inspired me to formulate my Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplements. I consulted top animal nutritionists and veterinarians to formulate the most comprehensive antioxidant-rich supplements. And now, more than 30 years later, Hugs and Kisses have been a healthy daily treat for generations of pets. Just read the comments from verified and satisfied buyers on my website, thepetshow.com. If you want to control your pet shedding, if that dander is driving you crazy, or you like to build a barrier for flea season, just go to my website, thepetshow.com, and order my Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplements. While you're there, watch my webisodes on behavior, or just look at some of the amazing videos. Thepetshow.com. Remember, thepetshow.com, or call 1-800-430-HUGS. That's 1-800-430-4847.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
As the world waits for the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine to get FDA approval, the pandemic's numbers continue to rise as winter is settling in. The United States has just over 9 million confirmed cases and nearly 230,000 deaths linked to the virus. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the nation's infectious disease expert, says Pfizer's findings of the coronavirus vaccine candidate that is more than 90% effective were extraordinary. Fauci's comments to the Washington Post came just 2 days after he told the American Medical Association that once a vaccine is approved and once a substantial portion of the population gets it, the country could see some semblance of normalcy in the next year. In a recent survey, a large amount of Americans say they will not take the vaccine when it's first released. The Pfizer announcement on Monday disclosed that no serious safety concerns have been observed. USA Radio News. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The NBA is gearing up for the 2021 season. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has the details.
NBA owners have approved a proposal to start the 2020-2021 season on December 22nd. The deal with the NBA Players Union will include a stagnant salary cap and a schedule of 72 games, down from the usual 82. The agreement does not include details on where games will be played, whether at each team's home arena, or if in another bubble system like the one used for this past season's playoffs. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The NBA draft is being held November 18th, 7 p.m. Eastern on ESPN. Senator Mitch McConnell is reelected for his 8th term. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell was reelected to his 8th term as GOP leader on Tuesday. Regarding the presidential election, the Kentucky Republican reminds everyone,
let's not have any lectures, no lectures about how the president should immediately, cheerfully accept preliminary election results from the same characters who just spent 4 years refusing to accept the validity of the last election and who insinuated that this one would be illegitimate too. If they lost again, only if they lost. The people who push this hysteria could not have more egg on their face than they do right now.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Four at the hour now on the Wednesday DJV program, November 11th. It's Armistice Day, a holiday for a lot of people today. I think very important for us to be on the air during holidays because a lot of people have come to expect. It's sort of a service. I don't do Christmas and New Year's anymore. Let's see, what are we doing on Thanksgiving? I think I...
We're always here Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Let's give thanks for us being here. Suffering is optional. A lot of people like to moan and groan about how tough life is. You don't know how tough life is until you see people in certain areas of the world. And even we can find suffering in America, which seems almost unconscionable when you look around and know what the assets are that we have. Well, we've been talking a lot about Los Angeles. There are plenty of cities. Atlanta is a mess. Miami, a mess in terms of political and governmental operations. I think, New York kind of is now these days with that boob that's the mayor. And it's too bad because usually, and when you get down to the brass tacks, it ought to be the citizens who decide the tone, not the so-called leaders. I think that's where we've gone awry, Victoria, where we have so much dependence on government, which means we're depending on others instead of on ourselves. I don't know when we lost, some of us lost that business of we're in charge of our own lives, don't give over control to somebody else. Do you think somebody's bigger and more important than you are? No. That creates a problem in and of itself. You have a choice to suffer or not to suffer. And I mean, when it comes to, I admit this all the time. I'm not a lover of government. I'm a, kind of an anarchist. And if I am doing things on my own property that don't hurt other people, I don't expect to involve the government. I was talking about cleaning out. I have a brook that runs through my property, and it was loaded with all kinds of garbage and stuff. And somebody from the conservation district said, well, you know, you really should call the conservation commission. And I said, why? You think I'm going to ruin my property? You don't think I understand what to do to protect this natural resource? I got to bring some boob. And I did that this summer with one of the fields that I have. And the problem started in April and never was resolved. Never was resolved. So as a result, I lost a whole year planting on that field. So why would I say that I want to involve more government? But yet we are giving over, and there's all kinds of examples of that, to the power of government. I was thinking about Joe Biden and what his opportunity is here. He could go down as one of the best presidents by basically doing nothing. And I don't mean that in the negative sense, but because, you know, their presidents come into office and they claim they have a mandate, yada, yada. I think he's set a pretty good tone so far. They spend a lot of time pushing new policies, and there's going to be people who are going to push him to reverse some of the things that Trump has done. But if it were me advising Joe Biden, Victoria, I would tell him he would be wise to take the opposite approach and go small instead of big. Voters really didn't give Biden a mandate in terms of what really the definition is. The votes were pretty close. He may have an electoral college total of, what, 306 by the time he's done? But if you look at the total number in the popular vote, it was pretty close.
He's ahead by 5 million. That's not popular, or that's not close at all.
Well,
he won by 5 million votes. We said, you know, we said when Hillary won by 3 million votes, people couldn't believe that. Well, Biden's now up by 5 million, and there are another 1.5 million ballots that just counted today in New York. So
maybe in my life, what I consider may be different than your life, because my experience is with mandates, if you want to call them that, or landslides, aren't 5 million. They're, you know, 10 million or 20 million. Yeah, maybe the numbers aren't important. I'm just suggesting that I think that the country is ready to calm down.
Oh, for sure.
And that Biden can govern well. He doesn't have to make Congress angry at each other. I think he's smart enough and experienced and seasoned enough to see that. So I'm just hoping. I guess that's just my comment. If I had a daily comment, that would be my comment for today. The Vatican and this report on Pope John Paul II, this is a barnstormer, and it really underscores what most people who knew what was going on or thought about what was going on, the Pope knew what was going on. So what's the story in this latest report?
Well, this is the Vatican report that a lot of people who watch things like this, whether you're in the Catholic Church or you're a Catholic watcher, or, you know, people, you know, human rights groups watch this because of all the sexual abuse. So this report has just been released. It's 2 years ago, Pope Francis, which was not, I guess it was not that popular at the time, I agreed with it. He's the one who authorized an internal investigation. And so, obviously the higher ups in the Catholic Church didn't really want to bring all this stuff public, but I commend Pope Francis for doing that. And now it shows exactly what I think a lot of us speculated, especially on the case of Theodore McCarrick. He was very, very powerful in the Catholic Church. And so this new report has determined that he had numerous sexual abuse victims, and that Pope John Paul II knew about it in the 90s.
Yep.
And that he was actually very close friends with this McCarrick guy, and that not only did this guy raise a lot of money for the church itself, he held fundraisers, he was kind of a hobnobber, really, he was the Archbishop of Washington, so he knew a lot of very powerful people, he raised a lot of money. The interesting thing that this report showed, though, is beyond the abuse that we kind of all, sadly, expected, he gave a lot of money to directly to different clerics who were on the sort of committees that would have gotten him out of power. Mm. So basically, everyone, it's not just the, it wasn't just Pope John Paul II. Everybody in power at the Vatican looked the other way. They all had reports. They all had so many people.
It's dirty. It's just dirt.
Yeah, it's disgusting. And they had so many people, victims, writing letters directly to the Pope saying, I was abused by such and such priest. And everyone just looked the other way.
Yep. And the best example, if you will, maybe best isn't the right word, but the cardinal from Boston, Cardinal Bernard Law,
who was up
to his Mickey in all of this stuff. He and McCarrick both, a dirty scum that they were to present one thing and to actually be another. It's heresy. Now, those are the kind of people, if you believe in hell, those are the people that burn at the stake in hell. Reminds me of the final scene from the Tom Hanks movie. I never can remember the name of it.
Oh, I think that was Angels and Demons, right?
Was it? Was that the
with
second
the Pope?
One?
The one where they have to decide the new pope and it's all crooked. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah. And the character played by Ewan McGregor burns himself in the Vatican.
Yeah.
It so bespeaks to what religion is all about. And I'm not here to offend anybody. If you have something in your life that makes your life better, whatever it is, a religion, a person, a being, you know, I have statues of Buddha all over. I have a statue out in my backyard. I have one, and if you come through the front door of my house, there's a big mantle on the right-hand side, and on it are pictures and objects of all the things that are important to me. So when you come into my house, you look at that, and you know what's important to me. And there's a bulldog there. There's pictures of my grandson and my children and my sisters and my family. And tractors and cows and my grandfather's scissors that he used to cut hair with, you know, stuff like that that define me, frankly. And there's I have also a sort of statuette, if you will, bust of Buddha. I think that that philosophy is the one that brings me the most peace. So I'm welcome to say that that's where I go when I need to have my head fixed into that thought pattern. Whatever, wherever you go to get your head fixed, maybe it's a political figure, maybe it's your parents, maybe it's a teacher, maybe it's your boss, whoever it is, or maybe it is a place of worship. I find the best place of worship for me is outside of my tractor. That's a fabulous way for me not only to be grounded, connect with nature. Nature, as far as I'm concerned, is the best representative. I believe in God, spirit, all of that, the things that are hard to explain. And when you enjoy nature, as I do almost every day of my life, being out on the farm, watching the animals grow, feeding them. Last night in the dark, one of the guys that works with me and I spread out we have big, there are big bales and small bales, and the big bales that people say look like mushrooms, big ground bales. So we had one in the back of the pickup truck. We brought it into the feedlot, spread it out in the bunker, the feed bunker, and the cows just came around, and they were nudging me, and I just scratched behind their ears, and that to me is, you know, it's worth its weight in gold.
Mm-hmm.
It just bringing all of us, because we are all so connected. And that's what is so the tragedy of all this disruption and dis-ease and dishonesty, whether it's the damn popes or whether it's the damn presidents or whoever else it is, the corruption that is part of the human condition. But yet we all have so much that we could share. And I know people think I'm a Pollyanna. But I just think that that's the best way to look at stuff. And I understand that we here on this little teeny planet in the middle of nowhere spinning through space, some of us think we're so damned important, and we really aren't. Speaking of space, the Space Force, now I wonder what's going to happen to this under the new administration. The first officer in space is being sworn in. The scope, the mission of this branch being defined. I don't know that this has gone far enough that it probably isn't stoppable, Victoria. Not that it needs. I just don't like thinking of space as you know, a place for warring and.
Well, and that's, yeah, I look, I you know, I always, Yeah, I read a lot of tech stuff. I think on a tech front, it is important that we know what's going on, with the rest of the world, satellite technology,
things
like that.
Well, we can't trust the Chinese, and they go up there and try to control the world. So
So I think it's important in that aspect. But it is kind of strange, and this will be when this officer, or what I guess officer would be his title, when he goes up to the space station, a lot of that's supposed to be an international area of peace.
Yes,
and so to have a uniformed military person there, it is unusual. It's never happened. So, in this capacity, it's never happened. So it'll be interesting to see where it goes. I think the Space Force, from everything that I've read, it will be maybe redefined under a Biden administration.
Maybe.
I don't think it's going to be removed. I don't think it will go away. But I think we kind of have to sit and see and kind of it's
Air
a waiting
Force
game
Colonel Mike Hopkins is the person that we're talking about. He's going up with the other crew members. Mm. So let's see kind of how that all shakes out. Speaking of things shaking out, farm, food, family, very important to all of us, certainly is one of the really important threads in my life. Thus, I do The American Family Farmer as a radio show and a podcast every week. The most recent podcast is a focus on this farm rescue benefit concert that was held this past weekend. It's not Farm Aid, but it's called Farm Rescue, but same sort of idea. But it targets, it's kind of like veterans, targeting individual veterans. This organization targets individual farms and farmers that have had a problem, whether it's weather-related, whether it's they're sick, or whether, whatever, they don't have enough money to pay the mortgage, all of that stuff. So farmers helping farmers and the rest of us helping farmers, that's one of the constant threads through the show. You want to check it out. All the podcasts are available at AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
Maybe it's occasional constipation.
Maybe it's not.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Maybe it's not occasional constipation. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. You may be able to talk to a doctor online. Visit Linzess.com, sponsored by Allergan and Ironwood.
DJV program, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen. I was just telling Victoria off the air how much I respect the young people that get into business, husbands and wives that start a little family business. Here's an example. The husband and wife team who founded a company in Germany called BioNTech, which behind the scenes is really the outfit that's created this vaccine that Pfizer is taking all the credit for. Pfizer didn't create this. They bought into BioNTech and therefore are using it, trading it, because they basically own the company now. But I think to go into this, I don't have a lot of time for philosophy, but when you think about innovation, it usually comes one step at a time, one person at a time. And this is a wonderful example. Two people have come up with this vaccine. 10 before the hour on the DJV show.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in Renatured Whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation to supporting detoxification to stabilization of blood sugar and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Movie time. Let's see. Which one of the three themes are we playing today that we normally play when Chuck is here?
That's an insult, but I'm all right.
Yes, of course it is. One of the great things about you, my friend, is you have a great laugh, and we all have, and sometimes at your expense, but oftentimes just maybe at my expense, the fun that we have talking about movies and stuff. All right, why are we playing this theme?
That theme is from James Horner, who did the score here to Titanic, 1997. It is Leonardo DiCaprio's birthday today. Believe it or not, he's actually 46 years old.
46.
He's 46 years old.
Yep.
Yeah. And I
was half that age, right? Wasn't this movie, was what, 1999 or something?
No, 97.
Yeah. Okay.
Let me just say this. Titanic, in my opinion, for me, is the best movie made in the last 2.5 decades. That's my favorite film since 97.
You like boats that sink.
I do, and I've never been on a ship.
Boats that
it's
sink.
Interesting.
Yeah,
I do.
Very interesting.
But I love Titanic. I saw Titanic's 3 hours long. I saw Titanic with my wife 7 straight weekends when it came out.
Of course.
That is one full day of my entire life.
Exactly. Yeah. Now listen, you don't regret it.
But speaking of DiCaprio, I thought he was awesome in Titanic. He had a boyish charm.
Both of the kids.
He's had a great career. He's worked with Scorsese. He's became Martin Scorsese's Robert De Niro. He's worked with him, starred in movies 5 times. First in Gangs of New York, the last in Wolf of Wall Street. Worked with Quentin Tarantino 2 times.
Well, he's the next generation after Pesci and De Niro and what's his face? All those same guys that were part of that stable. Now he needs another stable. And so he builds it around DiCaprio.
Yes. But having said that, he's regarded by many as maybe the best working actor in the business. For me, my ultimate favorite actor is Gene Hackman, right?
Yeah,
when I look at, when I compare, when I make a comparison, I say, okay, Gene Hackman Leonardo DiCaprio, and I say to myself, yeah. there's no comparison.
No.
I like Hackman. DiCaprio. I like him. I don't love him. I love him in Titanic.
Hackman, I used to go, yeah. there were movies, if Gene Hackman's a movie, I'd see it no matter what. That could yeah. be said also for Sean Connery. I think those two are on par, frankly, one with the other.
You know, I read an article one time, and it talked about the evolution of the leading man. And you had people like back in the day at Kurt Douglas, Charlton Heston, which was had an iconic screen presence, Burt Lancaster,
yeah.
Richard Harris, people like that. And then as we got into Kurt the 80s, Douglas. 90s, and now you have what's called more of the man boy, Johnny Depp,
yeah.
DiCaprio, who have a very boyish
the
face.
Boy man.
That,
maybe the
yeah,
man,
sort of like man. That. It's not a knock. It's just, it was a legitimate yeah. article that I completely agreed with.
Yeah, it may
there's
be
something about evolution in movies that is fascinating. But
yeah.
I don't know, maybe Victoria has an opinion on that.
Victoria, you have an opinion on that?
I think you're totally right. But it's all I've known, so I grew up with all the
right,
pretty boys.
Exactly.
So yeah.
Yes.
But you know, there
yes.
is some that can play both sides. I use Armie Hammer as an example of that, who does play. He's the pretty boy in the yeah. Murder on the Nile movie that's coming out whenever
yeah.
it comes out. But he's played some rough and tumble characters.
Henry
well.
Cavill, too. He's
yeah, Cavill,
gorgeous,
like, yeah,
but
yeah.
he can also
yeah.
be the bad guy. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
yeah. Yes. Right. And the same could be said for Jim, what's that? Why I never pronounce his name?
Caviezel,
right. yeah, yeah. All right. Our DVJ, good Doug, DJV download, Chucker, has a focus on Michael J. Fox. Which we talk about.
I like him a lot.
Yeah, he does. We get a lot of conversation. You want to check out the podcast, DJV Download, DJVShow.com, wherever you get your podcasts. There's an overview of some of the famous movie injuries. I wonder, when you think about people who get hurt in the movies and what happens to them, I wonder, I was talking on the air, and I think I said this to you, my friend, and business partner, Jonathan Tucker, who's starring in a new NBC show, the first week of shooting, he broke his
yeah.
ankle. And so, you know, that wasn't part of the script. But I was thinking about people who've gotten hurt on set. Look, Tom Cruise, look at that.
Sure.
How it slows down or stops the shooting of movies. I wonder how many other examples of that sort of thing there are.
Well, it depends on what kind of movie it is. I mean, they can shoot around that where they just do
yeah,
some of the dialogue
Tucker. Yeah.
sequences. Yeah, they do that as much as possible. But if you have to do a stunt or you're running or you're going on a motorcycle, it becomes a little bit more problematic.
Yeah, it really does. Video games. You know, we're talking about movies and having a problem. $120
yeah.
billion dollar business this year in Hollywood. Do you know
no.
video games?
I did not know.
$120 billion in revenue this year in Hollywood. Wow. Talking about there's a source of income.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.